Hello, it's time for the Ed Robo Tech podcast series called Education is Better with Technology, or Ed is Better with Tech. I'm your host, Edward Robinson. This is podcast number 28. Today we will cover educational technology, technology in the classroom, and innovative new websites. Stay tuned. This broadcast is sponsored by stemtechweb.com. Affordable web hosting solutions, makerspaces, and more. Go to stemtechweb.com.
Emotional Intelligence, Focus versus Distraction by Edward Robinson. It's the edrobotech.com podcast series for December 12th, 2018. I'm Edward Robinson. This is episode 28. It's the big old elephant in many classrooms. Classroom management. What do you do when you have lost your audience? Well, ask any stand-up comedian, and they can tell you of the moment that they either bored them to sleep or said something off topic, that they lost the whole room. Sometimes that happens in a classroom. They can't wait to leave and do something else. And if that were the end of it, it would be great. In kindergarten through 12th grade classrooms, losing your audience is generally followed by degrees of unrest. For example, loud sounds, negative behaviors, and off-topic statements. Now, I am sure this never happened to any of the fine educators reading this, but these behaviors are the difference between focus and distraction, and the topic, as you might know, it's called emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to sit still, focus, and work despite distractions, discomfort, difficulty, and more that sometimes accompanies learning new things. Focus is the goal for your students, and distraction needs to be managed so the teaching or the pedagogy can happen. The real challenge is that learners get distracted by different things at different times, and even by different people. So managing distractions can become a major challenge if not addressed. The shape of your classroom can affect the level of concentration one can have. Having desks in a regimented line may be necessary in some situations, but where possible, moving desks into groups of four and adjusting learners' seating may help affect the environment in a positive manner. In a technology classroom, the World Wide Web offers many distractions. Keeping learners focused can be a daily challenge. And as an instructional designer, I take into consideration how long a person has to sit and think about a subject, whether it will hold their interest, and create interactions that will be meaningful and they can be rewarded. Things that might help right away: adjusting classroom seating, giving each learner independent space in a group of four seating arrangement. Shortened focus assignments with understandable goals. Headphones for media, but also to quiet the learning space. Breaking lecture up into small info sessions with available support. Essentially, talk less, listen more, lend support. Now for the burning question of the day. How have you noticed the tension between focus and distraction play out with students in your classrooms? Can you attribute challenges to focusing in on a subject you have experienced while teaching to poor classroom design or some other item we have highlighted here? Tell us your story of emotional intelligence in the classroom. Thank you for clicking in today, and we'll see you online.